You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network. Visit jabberjawmedia.com for more shows like this one.
Hello and welcome to episode 113 of the Managemental Podcast, a weekly discussion on hot topics in the music biz for the up-and-comers, the brand newbies, the beginners, and aspiring rock stars of tomorrow. This podcast is propelled by your input and feedback, so please rate and review and leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this show. I'm your host, Mr. Blasco, and as always, I am joined by my good friend, the co-host from the other coast, Mr. Mike Mowry.
Damn, my man Blasco, what's good today? 113 coming at you. That's pretty impressive.
Getting hot. In the last episode, we chatted about battling your inner negative voice. That was a really great episode, so check it out if you haven't already. This week, we talk the top six tips for independent music success. This is going to be killer, so let's get mental.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, so I'm combing the interwebs looking for a good topic for today. I come across Yael Mayer. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yael. I think it's Yael.
Yael.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let us know out there.
Yeah.
Yael. Yael.
Yael. Yeah. Yo Mayer. From CD Baby's DIY musician blog. And for whatever it's worth, I think CD Baby is pretty good at providing a lot of interesting and helpful content to the independent musician. So if you're into that type of stuff, you should be following them and checking out their content. This is their six keys to independent music success. So if I can give anybody any advice, it would be the following. Number one, educate yourself on the music industry as much as possible. Today, we have the internet and there is no better tool out there to become educated. Nowadays, there's no excuse not to learn something if you are truly interested. So take courses, reach out to musicians you admire, and take them out for coffee, ask them questions, learn from their experience.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I read her article and, you know, she's just got a really cool perspective. You know, she comes from a small town in the country of Chile. And, you know, so it's truly an outsider, if you will, somebody who had no even idea that the music industry was accessible to them. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are much like me. I didn't grow up in LA. I didn't grow up near the music business. Somehow I found it. And so tips and tricks like this are super helpful. I mean, this is just a no-brainer. I mean, educate yourself on the music industry as much as possible. I think the hard part is, how do you do that? And so that's, you know, obviously if you're listening to this podcast, we think we're a great resource for that. That's why we started it. Of course, Blasco does such a good job of pulling content and allowing us to go through certain blogs. You know, if you click on some of this, he just mentioned CD Baby. There's plenty of others. And I mean, the challenge in anything in this age of information is, how do you curate it? And so, you know, where are you getting your information? Is it something that, you know, a place where other people, is it reliable? You know, is it actually valid? And so those are things that, you know, complicate that. But once you get on there and you start to get your foot wet, you'll realize where other people are going, you know, what stuff resonates with you. And just over time, you'll have, a library full of resources that you go to do this.
Yeah. And, what's my thought here? I mean, look, education is maybe a scary word or not a fun sounding word. Like, it sounds like going to school, and who liked going to school. But as much fun as music is and can be, it is a business, and it is shrouded in business, because, you know, finances are a big part of it. But you know, the good news is what she's saying here is that the answers are at your fingertips. You just kind of got to know what to look for, but start small. Don't overwhelm yourself. It's not like you have to read some 500 page book that dives deep into how you get paid mechanical royalties, or, you know, how to trademark a name of your band worldwide or whatever. Start small and really just have fun with it. And honestly, the best way to educate yourself and the best way to learn is just to get out there and try stuff. You know, a lot of this can be overwhelming in terms of all the wealth of content that is out there. I believe this podcast specifically is a good resource because we designed it so it would be, in that we tackle a topic that is relevant on the internet. And when we keep these episodes to like 30 minutes, you know, a lot of times you'll run across stuff that maybe is a little bit more rambling and not focused, and we designed this specifically for that. And there are other resources out there, whether it's, you know, a blog or a podcast, what have you, that is focused in nature, as this is. So but yes, keep yourself aware of what is going on around you. Number two, become a better entrepreneur, not just a better musician. If you want to make a living making music, you must really treat this as an enterprise, not just a job or a career. This is your own startup, and you must think of yourself as the CEO. As such, educate yourself on entrepreneurship, marketing, business, and leadership.
Yeah, I mean, what a fantastic point. And I think for myself, I never considered myself an entrepreneur, even when I was doing very entrepreneurial things. And eventually that word became something that was, you know, embraced by many people. And I sort of have latched onto it. You know, you and I spent a few minutes prior to recording this talking about, you know, a few things that are very entrepreneurial that we either are actively doing or just have ideas for doing. And I think, you know, if you'd have told me 25 years ago when I was first doing band stuff that I was, you know, that would be the mentality to go with, I don't think I would have understood it. So if you're out there sort of scratching your head saying, well, man, you know, I'm already just trying to be a good musician, how am I also going to be an entrepreneur? I think Blasco had some great advice on the last point. It's like, just doing it. You know, I don't care what you call it. By being out there and developing relationships and analyzing, you know, the aspects of what you're doing, that in and of itself is entrepreneurial. I think what Yael's saying here is, yeah, I mean, embrace it. You know, educate yourself on those topics, such as entrepreneurship, marketing, business, and leadership, because they're just, you know, those are things that inevitably those paths will cross. And if you've already done some prep, you're going to be in a much better spot.
I love this idea. And there's nothing more relevant. And I know we've said it a bunch of times, but now is the time to where you visualize your band as a startup. There's so much new and relevant information out there that are based around the startup. And you know, it's like even like Shark Tank, for instance, like these people that go on there that pitch their businesses. Like if you flip the script a little bit on that, it's really no different than a band pitching themselves to a manager or a label or a booking agent or what have you. The questions that often come up from the sharks in the show is like, you know, what's your business look like? You know, how much sales have you got? Like these are the same questions that a label or a manager is going to ask a band and or a startup. So whenever you look at that, I mean, you've got like, for instance, there's a podcast called The Pitch that's Shark Tank-ish in nature. There is a podcast called How I Built This. And those are just off the top of my head. I mean, there's a wealth of books and blogs and podcasts based on startups, and you can very easily transition the thought process of thinking of your band as a startup and plug that into these conversations and really kind of help manipulate the thought process of how you visualize your band and how you're going to level up. So I think this is great. And I'm totally behind this guy.
Yeah. And one thing that came to mind, which I appreciate you saying when you mentioned those podcasts, because I've listened to many of them and love them as well. Like, you know, when you talked to that, when we covered the first point, you said, you know, educating, you know, kind of, yeah, brings up this implication of like school or work or whatever. And, you know, part of why we all are in this is we're trying to avoid that trap of life. But yeah, I mean, listening to a podcast is a way of educating yourself, you know? And if you're listening to an entrepreneurial based podcast, that's another way of doing it in this other sphere that they're talking about. What the little light bulb that went on over my head was, yeah, just by doing some really small things, I wouldn't say listening to those podcasts, I'd call it enjoyment, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really think of it as education, but in fact, it is education. And I'm not deep into like, what are the 10, you know, things an entrepreneur must do? I'm just picking up tools and tips from an outside industry that I can take back and apply to whatever I'm doing in the greater space of music. So cool stuff on that.
Yeah. Number three, be proactive. Every now and then you will get a lucky break, but for the most part, not a lot will be handed to you on a silver platter. So be proactive and seek out opportunities.
Yeah. And I mean, this is almost a no-brainer, but what I love about a lot of the articles that you pull up is they cover the basics. I mean, this is a basic. And, you know, you and I are proactive each and every day, pretty much all day. And it's something that we've had to train ourselves to do, you know, and not even formally thinking about training it. It's just kind of what we did. You get out there and we started with, you know, being proactive about one thing or trying to make a connection with one type of person, you know, one booking agent, one promoter. You know, once you do that, you know, you start to build your network. And that's really what this is all about. I mean, you and I, I don't really formalize my process because now I wake up and I think about what am I going to do proactively? Like it's just second nature. But there was a time that I had to kind of say, okay, you know, how am I going to go out and make these connections or develop opportunities? So I guess my overall point is, A, this is great to just be reminded of, and B, you know, if you do something enough, it just becomes second nature.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's really fun to cross off those items off your to-do list. And so start off small, you know, like I'm going to write a song this week and we're going to rehearse three times this week. You know, we're going to make a schedule to go into the studio and record an EP. You know, start crossing those things off the list. You don't have to be like, oh my God, I want to headline Long Beach Arena. Like, you know, start off small, seeing progress as small as it is, like going to rehearsal should be on your to-do list and you should cross those items off. When it feels like progress, that fuels the motivation and keeps everybody enthusiastic. You know, design a new t-shirt, put that up there, spending a half an hour each day to updating your social media, developing good content, educating, you know, searching and finding out and seeing what good content is out there and replicating it. You know, all these things, it's all stuff that, you know, you got to do. I mean, cause you got to figure that this is a very crowded space and we are in a very, very level playing field now. Anyone can have their music on Spotify. So what are you going to do proactively and different than everybody else that is going to get you noticed? So keep that in mind. Number four, fuel your fire. There will be times when your energy will wane and inevitably you will want to give up. So it is important to find things that keep inspiring you and motivating you when you don't feel you have it in you. whether it is listening to interviews by artists you enjoy, going to live concerts, rehearsing with your band, playing live shows, or maybe taking time off to take a step back and become re-inspired by life. Do what you need to do to fuel your fire.
Yeah, another great point and another kind of like simple reminder, but things that I know I have, oftentimes neglected. It is easy as you get busy and as you, you know, become proactive and think about entrepreneurship and, you're educating yourself on the music industry and then you're being in a band and doing all that stuff. There sometimes is little time left for yourself and, trying to get back to the things that you actually enjoy. And so I think this is an important reminder. And, my only advice is build it in prior to when everything kind of falls apart and you're sitting there saying, oh my God, it's just too much for me. Because inevitably that does happen to everyone. There's different thresholds and different breaking points, but, start to build some little stuff in, even if it's, 15 minutes a day, just freeform playing your instrument. Or however much time, even if it's 15 minutes a day, just listening to new music. Again, doesn't have to be an overwhelmingly long period of time. If you've got that time available, great. But sometimes I just have to block time off and just put my, devices on Do Not Disturb and just start listening to music. Because frankly, that's one of the most enjoyable things that we get to do.
Yeah. And in addition to this, I would think that if it feels like you're not inspired by what's going on around you, if the music that you guys are doing, the people in your band or just your general surroundings, like don't force it. Like if you are in your heart of heart and your gut is telling you like this is wrong, do not waste your time. Like, there's not an infinite amount of time that we can pull from every day. If stuff is not going in the direction that you want it to go in, bail and start fresh. Find something that does inspire you and harness that enthusiasm and put that energy into that. But don't force it. I take my advice on that. Number five, stay defiant. There will always be naysayers and people who will try to deter you from your path or convince you that it is too hard or impossible. What you think is much more important than what anyone else thinks. So as long as you are not hurting anybody, keep walking your path, which is yours and only yours to follow.
What a freaking killer point.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, the nature of what you and I do, if there wasn't defiance in it, we would have nothing to show for ourselves. That said, it doesn't always mean putting two middle fingers up to the world and saying, F you guys. I have definitely had situations where because of my emotional attachment to projects, I couldn't see what was glaringly obvious to others. There are sometimes, warning signs or signals that other people can see because they're not in the trenches. That said, I've also, current example of an artist that I manage, everybody told me that it was too late. The band had no future. And I just, whether it was dumb luck or I truly believed in it, I, of course, like to think the latter. I'm now having a lot of success. You and I both have plenty of examples like that in our career because at our core, I think, from the rock and roll, metal element that you grew up in, or the, punk rock, hardcore scene I grew up in, like defiance was the name of the game.
Yeah. I 100% agree. I don't even know that I can add much to her or your point, other than this is just how it's done. Like if you really believe in what you're doing, you have to stay the course. You got to ride it out. You cannot let people deter you because they will want to. If you believe, you got to follow your dreams. You just have to. No one's going to do it for you. Number six, fail a lot. There's simply no way around this one. You must fail a lot in order to succeed. Failure ain't fun. It's annoying and it's frustrating. But remember, when you were a toddler, you fell on your bum many, many times before you learned to walk, and you did it with a smile on your face. Now you don't even remember the many times you fell, and walking eventually becomes second nature.
Yeah, I mean, God, failure fucking hurts. Mm. And no matter how many times I've done it, which I can't even count the times that, you know, now, inevitably, once you get through the pain, there's a learning opportunity there. You know, and you got to figure out ways for you to also measure your successes, no matter how small they are. Because if you're anything like me, sometimes the failures seem so much, you know, they seem more frequent and they seem more intense than the successes. And that's only because, you know, for me, you know, just speak from personal experience, for a long time, I didn't, you know, success was what I expected and failure, it was what I didn't expect. So when it came, I gave so much more weight to the failures than I did the successes. And thankfully I have a good enough support network and, you know, had people around me that could point out, hey dude, everyone fails. And in fact, you know, the rate that you have successes versus your failures is actually pretty damn good. And so once I was able to, again, step outside myself, get some objective opinions, I could then look at failures for what they are, which is a valuable learning tool, and know that every single person that's got success has gone through failure.
100%, man. 100%. That will conclude episode 113. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back here next week. In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blasco13. 13. What did I say? Blasco13. 13.
I mean, I can call that a failure, yeah. But you know, like, look, even in the middle of the episode, Blasco and I are forgetting our email addresses.
We encourage you to email us any questions or comments for the podcast to me at askblasco@gmail.com. If you have listened this far, much respect to you for making efforts to educate yourselves and taking your future into your own hands. Mike, any final parting thoughts?
Just want to say another great episode. Always enjoy going through this stuff. It's fun because I get to remind myself of some of the simple things that, you know, I need to do on a daily basis when we roll through this. So thanks for that. Everyone out there, you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's the same handle, at Mike O'Loop. And if you're interested in, you know, some of the tools we offer on Outer Loop Coaching, head over to outerloopcoaching.com. Yeah, that's really it.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, peace.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.
Hi, this is Paul from Outer Loop Coaching and OuterLoopCoaching.com. I'm here to talk this week about how long does it take to become a rock star? We all overestimate what we can accomplish in 1 year, and we underestimate what we can accomplish in five. Let me repeat this because this is extremely important. We all overestimate what we can accomplish in 1 year, and we underestimate what we can accomplish in five. What does that mean? That means that too often, great musicians, great thinkers, great artists will do a lot of great work for less than 1 year, get disappointed with their results, and stop. And what they end up doing is cut short all of what is possible if they had kept on going. And in 5 years, what they would have accomplished, they might not have ever been able to imagine. So part of what it takes in order to be successful is to be determined, not for 3 months, not for 9 months, not even for 18 months. It's years possibly. Just keep working. Keep putting out great stuff. Next idea. However long it takes to become undeniable. Too often, musicians are comfortable with them, what they make. They're comfortable with being okay. They're comfortable with being pretty good. They're comfortable with being, well, we kind of sound like this other band that's already been huge for 20 years. Guess what? You are not undeniable. Be so amazing that nobody can say no to you. That is being undeniable. Keep working towards it. Next idea, however long it takes to get mass attention. Now, mass attention could happen as a result of some crazy viral video you might have put out, and all of a sudden you get millions of people watching from out of nowhere. But it might take ages before you get mass attention. It might take a number of really great opportunities, bang, 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 right next to each other to get mass attention. But keep working towards it and it will come, and then you just hope you're ready. Next idea, however long it takes to get industry attention. There is a ton of advice that you can hear on the Managemental Podcast, at outerloopcoaching.com, many other places on how to get industry attention. It takes networking, perhaps. It takes being getting that mass attention first. It takes a lot of different things to get industry attention. I've talked just in the last couple videos, in the last couple episodes of Managemental, about some ways that you can get that a little bit faster. Think launching above the line of super credibility, right? But you need to get that industry attention for your success within the industry to happen. Success comes as a result of a witch's brew of three things: talent, effort, and opportunity. Now, you control the talent. You cannot control the opportunity. Here's a secret about effort. Effort is exponential. Effort today will pay dividends in the future, meaning your efforts in the future will be exponentially greater than they would have been if you hadn't done the work today. So work hard today to put out great content, to write great songs, to produce great songs, to put on great concerts, to do great things today, not just for today's success, but for the success that you'll have in a few years. That is why you underestimate what you can accomplish in 5 years, because the efforts that you put in 5 years from now, if you are consistently putting in the effort today, will be exponentially larger than you can possibly imagine. Mike Mowry, who has nurtured the careers of many stars from the garage to theaters around the world, and the co-host of the Managemental Podcast. He says a lot of really amazingly wise things, but my favorite thing he says, great content done consistently over time. That's the secret. That's how long it takes to become a rock star. Do great content over and over and over and over again, and over time, it's gonna happen for you. That's it for me this week. This is Paul from outerloopcoaching.com. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast catcher, the Managemental Podcast. You get great info, not only from Mike Mowry, but his partner Blasco every single week. Great dudes. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the podcast. And if you're listening on Managemental, go to YouTube, go to the Outer Loop Records channel, where you're going to get video just like this one every single week. And hey, I talk about Mike Mowry quite a lot this episode. He's written a great book. It is the Music Management Primer. I'll give it to you for free. Just go to outerloopcoaching.com. Give me your email. I'll give you a book. You're going to love it. Come on down. I'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network.